Welcome to my book of herbal spells. Herbal magic is a wonderful form of magic to practice, as it keeps witches literally in touch with the powers of the earth, not to mention the sun, the rain, and the wind. This collection of spells, rituals, and other workings is devoted to the magical energies of the plant kingdom, and can be used on its own or as a companion to herbal magic. Each spell is relatively simple and suitable for beginners to magic, yet can inspire more seasoned practitioners as well. Complex spells with multiple ingredients can be very enjoyable and certainly serve a purpose. However, I find that zeroing on one or two ingredients can really hone my focus and help me get better acquainted with herbs that are new to me. In that spirit, single herbs are often the focus of these spells, with minimal additional ingredients, in order to help you deepen your own magical relationships with these powerful herbs. In fact, the spells are even organized by herb, rather than by purpose or form, in order to give you an opportunity to work closely with individual herbs, one at a time. For readers of Herbal Magic, all 13 herbs will be familiar, though some new information about each is featured here, in addition to the new spells. Other readers, depending on the experience level, may be acquainted with some of these herbs, while other ones might be new. Most of these herbs can actually be found in the spice section of any grocery store. Only a few, elecampane, mugwort, hibiscus, and dandelion, might require a bit more searching, but they can definitely be found in natural food stores and cooperatives, as well as at metaphysical stores and online. For people new to magic, a few practical tips are worth reiterating here. First, please note that the instructions for each spell assume that you have already charged your ingredients for the magical purpose you are working for. Methods for charging tend to vary according to what it is you're working with, but if you're not sure how to proceed, you can use a standard method that works for most anything. Lay the herb or other object on an already charged pentacle and speak words of intention related to the spell work you'll be doing. Depending on your practice, you might invoke the goddess and god, the elements, or other spiritual energies you work with. If you haven't yet learned to charge ingredients, research and try a few different methods for charging various tools until you find what feels most appropriate for you. Second, know that the amounts and proportions listed for each spell are general suggestions. There's no need to measure out exact teaspoons or tablespoons unless you find that doing so adds energy and focus to the spell. Otherwise, a rough estimation of the listed amount will do. As always, go with your gut instinct. As for candles, which appear often in these pages, some spells include instructions for what to do with the candle when the spell is over, while others do not. If it's left unspecified, you can choose to leave the candle burning or snuff it out gently, with a candle snuffer or by waving your hand. You can use the candle again for atmospheric lighting or for repeats of the same spell, but avoid reusing candles for different spells altogether. Finally, always remember that no matter the quality of your ingredients, how well you charge them, or how well you follow the spell instructions to the letter, your state of mind is the chief factor in any successful spell work. Approach a spell with doubt that it will work, and you're pretty much guaranteed that it won't. Approach it with anxiety, and you're likely to get mixed results or no results at all. The most successful magic is done from a place of calm centeredness and with a very focused intent. So always do whatever you need to do to get grounded, whether that's through meditation, visualization, breathing techniques, a ritual circle casting, or all of the above. Many of these spells include reminders to spend time quieting your mind, but it's up to you to take this step. It is ultimately your energy that's shifting the reality of the universe, so shape it well and use it wisely.